From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Utah Department of Health announced that as of today, the state has seen 402 confirmed COVID-19 cases. 14 of those are non-residents. But health officials say the rate of new cases has slowed, although testing hasn't, as more than 7,700 Utahns have been screened for the virus. Utah has still only seen one death related to COVID-19, but officials say you should still practice social distancing and wash your hands often. And if you're feeling sick, call your health provider before showing up. The department warns people who are not showing any symptoms may still pose a risk to others unintentionally. A stay-at-home order may be necessary in order to slow the spread of COVID-19, according to Salt Lake City and county mayors. They've been asking the state to issue an order, but if it doesn't, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the city will enact its own.
It reminds me of air quality issues where actions the city takes alone only go so far. It is so much more impactful if we can act together.
Mendenhall also says she wants to make the economic and health impacts of coronavirus as short as possible. Almost 20,000 Utahns filed for unemployment benefits last week, according to new numbers released by the state today. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports that's nearly 15 times as many people as the week before.
In order to slow the spread of coronavirus, dine-in operations around the state have been suspended, and Utahns are being encouraged to only leave their homes when necessary. The state's unemployment insurance director, Kevin Burt, says his department has been inundated with requests.
Now, clearly, the volume of claims has increased significantly, and it also increased quickly. Now, we only saw a similar immediate change in demand with the historical federal government shutdowns. But with COVID-19, certainly there is a much broader reach.
Food service has taken the biggest hit. More than a third of new unemployment claims last week came from that industry. The numbers were also broken down by county. Salt Lake accounted for nearly half of new claims, and Utah County workers accounted for the second largest share. Burt says unemployment filings are continuing to grow this week, but those numbers won't be publicly released until next Thursday. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah's congressional delegation is supporting a $2 trillion COVID-19 economic relief bill passed by the Senate yesterday and likely up for a vote in the House tomorrow. It's a compromise between Republicans and Democrats and includes direct payments to most American adults, increased unemployment insurance, and grants for small businesses. Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the bill will help Utahns, but it isn't perfect. He thinks it increases unemployment benefits too much. Democratic Representative Ben McAdams, who's currently battling COVID-19 in the hospital, also says the bill has some issues, but will provide a lifeline to working Utah families. Two more aftershocks rattled the Salt Lake Valley this morning. A magnitude 3.0 and 3.3 earthquake rumbled through just after 10 a.m., according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Officials with the Utah Division of Emergency Management tweeted after today's event that what we're experiencing is still normal. Even though the quakes happened a little closer to Salt Lake City than before, it still doesn't indicate anything larger is coming. There have been more than 400 aftershocks to hit the Wasatch Front since the 5.7 Magna earthquake hit last week. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.